What would our friend Gene Maloff had said about this?
Well, because he was working in this area, you know, as multiple areas. This, again, is part of the transitions that I see. Once you get people used to the idea that they can be independent and have a wonderful lifestyle off the grid, I mean, I live here in New Mexico, and just up the mountain from me, there's a whole community that is, you know, they're rich enough to afford it, and they've gone the traditional, you know, silicon solar cell route. The problem is that that's unaffordable for most people. But when the price of the per watt fell below that magic $3, then you get amazing things. I mean, the price per watt of this technology is now down around 36 cents a watt to produce, and they're planning to sell it for $1 a watt, actually 99 cents, and that's under the $3 limit that everybody's been talking about to be more than competitive with coal and oil and natural gas. This is a revolution that's here, and all it's waiting for is the right president to say, this is what we're going to do. Who wants to get on board?
You're excited about this.
Very, because this is the way we change the world. I mean, if you look at CNN, you look at MSNBC, you look at Fox, you look at the litany of awful bad news that we've been living with for almost 10 years now, since 2001, since 9/11. I mean, what was the single biggest reason why bin Laden ostensibly killed 3,000 Americans?
Because of our reliance on Saudi oil.
Because we're in Saudi Arabia.
And we're there. We're physically there.
Now, what you do is you parallel process. If you can excite local communities and you can clear the legislative obstructions and the bureaucracy so that municipalities within a couple of years could go from their coal and oil dependence to solar, do you imagine what revolution that would create in our Mideast relations, where we basically could say to bin Laden, keep your sand. We've got the sun.
You got it. And the sun is ours, and it's free.
And that changes such dynamics in the international terrorism equation. Because, frankly, if we withdrew, if we didn't, I mean, John McCain's campaign is based on being in the Middle East now for 100 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would he want to keep troops? I mean, I want to be very clear and not misstate what he's saying. He says he's making the analogy with Korea or Japan, where we had troops to stabilize the situation, and nobody's getting killed. All right, I want to be very clear about that.
It's strategic, he says.
It's strategic, yeah. Well, even if we did that, the terrorists would be very unhappy and would come to kill us because we're invading their space. Now, if we don't have to stabilize the region because the region has nothing that we need, we can bring those guys home and gals.
Stay with us, Richard. We're going to take some phone calls. We're going to continue chatting with you as well. Give us an update on Cydonia, would you? We haven't heard you talk about that in a long time. We'll be back.